This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Betty Wojcik, BETTYWAGCIK, date of birth 05/12/1929. Date of appointment 7/11/2024. Requesting physician Jane Carsten, J-A-N-C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S. Dear Dr. Carsten, I have the pleasure of seeing Betty Wojcik today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 95-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who on 7/6/2024 went to the emergency room of the St. Mary's Hospital. She was at home and went up stairs and her speech became garbled. Left side of the mouth was droopy. There was no weakness, no numbness, no visual phenomena, no headache. Week before she was having headache and high blood pressure. Whole event lasted about 15 minutes. Today she is here for follow-up in my office. She is doing good. No more problem. She was on Eliquis before due to the atrial fibrillation, but it was stopped due to the hematuria. MRI will be done in Saratoga Hospital next week. Going to see the cardiologist also. Past medical history, hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of AFib, cancer of the uterus. Past surgical history, pacemaker, exploratory laparotomy, thyroidectomy, transabdominal hysterectomy, bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, allergy to Bactrim, enalapril, medication, trimetrin, levothyroxine, amlodipine, aspirin, 81 milligram. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widowed, lives alone downstairs, daughter lives upstairs, she has one daughter. Family history, mother disease, hypertension, diabetes, father disease, hypertension, one brother with disease, hypertension, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she was having garbled speech and droopiness of the left side of the mouth. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic Rambak test positive. Assessment and plan: 95-year-old right and Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1 TIA, number 2 peripheral neuropathy, number 3 gait ataxia, number 4 hearing loss. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. She needs a follow-up appointment with the cardiologist. Long-term heart monitoring is recommended. Her CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head are normal except age appropriate cortical and cerebral volume loss and white matter changes. No evidence of any stroke, intracranial stenosis or aneurysm. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.